The commuter rail expansion would run 33 miles between Kenosha and Milwaukee, extending an Illinois commuter system that already goes between Kenosha and Chicago. $150 million is just the estimated startup capital cost of the expansion. It would take another $15 million a year to operate the Kenosha to Milwaukee line. But more than 90% of people who spoke at public hearings over the last 2 weeks say they want trains that would run between 7 and 15 times a day. At last night's hearing in Cudahy, Kenosha resident Greg McAndrews said he'd like to ride the train to his job in Milwaukee.
My car is about 10 years old. It has about 278,000 miles. So does my butt.
Cudahy businessperson Jerry Tatarik says having a commuter rail line with a railroad station in Cudahy would spur economic development.
Cudahy is sandwiched between an airport and a lake, and then if we can also put the commuter rail in also, I think it's going to be a very good stimulus to our area.
But some people are skeptical of the promised benefits and potential ridership of an expanded commuter rail system. Whitefish Bay resident Jeffrey Marker says commuter rail would need a huge subsidy.
There is no demand for this service. There is no future for taxpayer money to go into a bottomless pit. And the risk is not warranted.
But the leader of a southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission group that's studying the rail plan says the generally positive response at the public hearings shows the plan looks sound. The committee will make a final recommendation this summer. Then the train service would need several state and local approvals. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.